The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Fire Rock Steakhouse. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program. Bring you information, good information, about good wines and great food each and every episode. Thank you for sending us your inquiring email sent from your home country from literally all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Chile, from Baja California, from Italy, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house specially invited guests are both hungry and thirsty. They're going to be pouring the wines as we speak. And the food will come out here during the program as usual. We're at Fire Rock Steakhouse, and boy, let me tell you, what a great restaurant this is. If you're just beginning to discover wine or you work in the wine industry, Wine du Jour can give you information that you could use to at least enjoy a glass or two of wine each and every day, especially with your dinner meal. We've been offering great information about food, wine, and food and wine pairings for well over 16 years now, every Thursday evening, and we're going to continue. That's Wines du Jour Special. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour, and you need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wine is the most healthful and most hygienic of all beverages. You didn't know that. Wines du Jour and Wine Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and also on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. We, too, are also available on podcast and free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Wine is like a hug in a glass because wine is poetry in a bottle. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about Fire Rock Steakhouse. Fire Rock Steakhouse is two locations in America. The original one is in Casper, Wyoming. And then they came down here to Las Vegas and built this beautiful restaurant, and they have a fabulous place for you to come and eat. If you are not living in Las Vegas, ask any taxi driver where Fire Rock Steakhouse is. They'll be happy to take you there. Or if you live in Las Vegas, make sure that you find out where it's located. It's just off of 95 North, off of Ann Road. It is a beautiful restaurant, good food, lunch, dinner, and now they are also serving breakfast. Unbelievable. Happy hours? Oh, yes. They have happy hours from 3 to 6. And also from 10 to 6 a.m. So you can have a happy hour for many hours as far as that goes. I never figured out why they call it happy hour. You know, and it's always 3 to 5 hours long. Okay. Half-price Wells, calls, and 16-ounce draft beers. They also have wines by the glass, martinis, and specialty cocktails. That's the way it should be at a nice steakhouse. The beautiful part here is all of the steaks that they have are fire grill. They're in the back. They have a big fire going, and that's not a joke whatsoever. It's probably between 900 and 1,000 degrees in temperature, and they put your steak on the hottest part of the grill to start with. That's the best way, and if you're cooking at your own home and you do so-called barbecuing, you need to know that the best way to cook your steak is to put it on the hottest part of the grill, although the steak needs to be at room temperature. Do not take any food out of the refrigerator and then take it over and put it directly on the grill. Your food will be lousy, I have to tell you. Let it come to room temperature for 30, 45 minutes, even an hour, is a good thing, and that's what you want to do. Once you get it on the hot part of the grill, once it gets set, you can move it over to a lighter temperature set and cook it to your temperature, whatever you happen to like, medium or medium well or rare or whatever the case may be. We've got to go to the break. When we come back, we're going to talk to you a little bit more about Fire Rock Steakhouse, and we're going to get into three beautiful wines to go with the food here at Fire Rock. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return right here on Wines du Jour.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-309-2677. 800-309-2677. Call now. 800-309-2677. That's 800-309-2677.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at the Fire Rock Steakhouse. I'll get it right. And we're waiting on the manager to come over and talk with us here for a few minutes. But first, I want to tell you a little bit more about this steakhouse. I don't know if you've been here before or not. I can tell you that when you do come here, there's three things that take place that are very, very important as far as I'm concerned. And I think you probably feel the same way. Number one, you want to make sure that the place is clean. That's obvious. Number two, you want good service. That's also something you don't always get, but you do here at the Fire Rock. And number three, the food is about as good as you can possibly get it. It's all fresh. The steaks are not fresh. They are aged like they're supposed to be, and that's what makes them taste so doggone good. They're aged properly and then cooked properly. Those two things you can't hardly beat. Now, I mentioned before we went to a break about going on to fix your barbecue steak at home. And I just want to mention a couple other things before we get off on this. And that is that if you have some butter, and I hope you do, and my guess is you're buying, like I think you should, unsalted butter, also known, and I call it on all my recipes, as sweet butter. Sweet butter and unsalted are the very same butter, as opposed to salted butter. And the reason you don't want to buy salted butter is the only reason that salt is in there is not to flavor your food, folks, is to keep the butter with a longer shelf life. It's for the manufacturer of the butter, not for you, the consumer. So forget it. Get the unsalted butter and use that for everything, for cooking, for the table, or whatever the case may be. But my suggestion is you take maybe half a stick of butter, let it come to room temperature, take one or two cloves of garlic and mince them real fine and put them right there next to the butter, and then take a little, maybe a tablespoon of parsley that you've chopped real fine and mix all of those up together. Take a piece of wax paper, and I'm talking about maybe 12-inch long, and lay that butter that you've mixed the garlic and the parsley with in the center of it, roll it up, put it in your freezer. Give it about 30 minutes. Take it out of the freezer and you can use it then, or you can move it into the refrigerator. And when you get your steak ready, take that out of the refrigerator, cut about a half-inch piece, put it right on top of that steak. When you take it off the grill, it'll melt and make your steak taste like you've never, ever seen at home in the past. Make sense? Okay. Good enough. I think it's time now to talk with the manager. First of all, thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule to spend some time with us.
For sure. Thank you so much for coming in here and enjoying your time with us at Fire Rock.
Well, that's good. We love this place, I have to tell you. And I like it. Other than doing the show, I like this is a restaurant that I recommend a lot. Well, and you. I have to tell you, since we've been doing the show here, the business that you have, is something that we haven't seen before. It is jammed. Every time we come here, you are busy. You guys are doing a good job, or it wouldn't be working that way, huh?
Well, thank you. No, we've put a lot of work into this place, not only when it comes to our decor, but what we've done with developing our team and also mastering recipes to make sure that they're excellent every single time.
Yeah, well, and it works.
Well, thank you.
That's the important part. And, you know, you can always test a restaurant, folks. When you end up with a food server that doesn't know what they're doing, then I get a little bit upset, and it gets worse if you don't get up and leave. And by that I mean the food server, when they bring the water, I'm just going to give you a couple of examples. When they bring the water to your table, there's only one place that water is supposed to go. It's not just anywhere in front of you. Mm-hmm. It's at what would be 12 o'clock if the plate was in front of you. You with me? Okay. And then next to that, to the right, would be if you're drinking champagne, the champagne glass would be. If you're drinking white wine, then the white wine glass goes after the champagne. And if you're drinking red wine, the red wine glass goes after the white wine glass. There is a sequence, and that's the way you normally drink wine, even though you probably never thought about it, is to start out your evening with a glass of champagne. Boom. Okay, now you got the first glass to the right of the water. If you're going to have something light as an appetizer, you might have a glass of Chardonnay to go with it, as an example. Boom. There it goes right next to the flute. Then we say, okay, we're going to have a big steak because we're here at the Fire Rock Steakhouse, and you have a steak and you order a nice glass or a bottle of red wine to go with that. Boom, it sits next to the white wine. So you've got everything lined up properly. And if the food server picks up your glass and fills it and puts it back somewhere other than where they picked it up, that's where you want to just cut back on the amount of your toke or tip. Tip everywhere in the world. In Las Vegas, it's called a toke. That's just a matter of location. So people should be trained to do that sort of thing and do it properly, and that's it. You know, your fork is always on the left. Your knife is always on the right. You know, everybody knows that. You grew up learning that, I hope, anyway. But then the knife blade should be, the sharp part should be facing the plate. Not on the outside, but on the inside. Make sure that that happens. And the idea is that if your hand goes over the plate, you won't cut yourself because the sharp part of it is facing literally the plate. That all sort of thing is pretty basic, but boy, I'll tell you, you'll find that it doesn't happen that often in a lot of different restaurants. And I'm just suggesting that the amount of tip that you give, which hopefully is around 20% or more, is maybe not that high if you're not getting good service. Or if you're bold enough, like I am, I call the manager over and ask them who trains the staff and fire them. They're not learning anything. They learned the wrong stuff or didn't learn at all. So anyway, that's kind of a joke. So, all right, let's get back to what we're talking about here. I don't know what the food is yet to go along with each one of the wines that we have, but I want to talk a little bit about the wine. The wine tonight, from two of the bottles, we have three bottles, as we always feature three wines. The first two bottles come to us from one of my favorite wineries, and that favorite winery I'm talking about in California now, my favorite winery in California, and that is MacMurray. That's MacMurray. And let me just say, I don't know how old you are, but do you remember a TV show called My Three Sons? And the star of that, or one of the stars of that TV program, was Fred MacMurray. Well, Fred MacMurray, back in the late 1980s, bought some property in Sonoma County, not too far from Russian River. And when he bought it, it was a cattle ranch. So he continued raising and selling cattle for a few years and decided then, because he fell in love with wine, that he's going to get into the wine business and get out of the cattle business. And that's a good thing for us. So he did. And in 1991, unfortunately, he passed away. But he had a daughter that grew up and is a sweetheart. My wife and I really like her. We've been there several times to the winery in the Russian River area. Her name is Kate MacMurray. And if you've been with us here on Wines du Jour for a number of years, you know that Kate MacMurray has come down a couple times and is a guest on the show when we feature their wines. She's a real sweetheart, and she really knows wine from the bottom up, so to speak. And that's a good thing for those that aren't familiar with wine. So a lot of people in the wine business have the money to get in it, but don't know an awful lot about it. She was born in the business, so to speak, raised in it, and she knows just literally every phase of it. The great part is the home that they live in is right there on the vineyard property. And so we've been there. In fact, we kind of laughed because after Fred passed away, Kate doesn't live there. She lives down the road a ways. They converted what was his bedroom into a dining room. So Tammy and I have had dinner in Fred McMurray's bedroom. That's kind of weird, huh? And the food was good, I have to tell you. But that's kind of funny. So anyway, if you have an opportunity to go to McMurray Ranch, please make sure that you do. Tonight, the two wines that we have from McMurray, the first one that we have is their Chardonnay. It is from the Russian River Valley, and if you know a little bit about wine, you know that it's a good area to grow Chardonnay grapes. It's a good area to grow Pinot Noir grapes, and I'm talking about the Russian River Valley in Sonoma, and that's what we have this evening. Their Pinot is first class. It gets 90-plus points from just anybody that does quote-unquote scoring of wines. It's always in the 90s. That's because it's pretty good, but the good part is it only retails for about $20 and not $40 or $50 like an awful lot of other Chardonnays. So this is a 2014. For those of you that listen to Wines as Your often, you know now that we pretend to pay attention to the alcohol content for a real strong reason. And I say pretend. I don't mean to say that we're pretending to do it. We actually do. And in this particular case, the Chardonnay is 13.8%. 13.8% is at least on the, not halfway up the chart, but a little bit less than halfway up the chart, to pair good with food. In other words, the higher the alcohol percentage in the wine, the less favorable it is to pair with food. So what you should probably do, like you do whether you do it at home or your friend's house or at a restaurant, is kind of swirl your wine and around your glass for about 8 or 10 seconds. Put your nose in the glass, take a big whiff, and see what you come up with as far as aromas are concerned. First of all, this Chardonnay has good acidity. I like the acidity, which means that it's going to pair well with food. And I'm going to ask Daniel here in a couple minutes what they've decided to serve with this Chardonnay, which should be coming out as we speak. Do you remember what it is, Daniel?
Yes. We paired tonight's Chardonnay with our firecracker shrimp.
Oh.
It is a perfect blend of the sweet and spicy that will definitely complement the flavor profile of the Chardonnay.
Very great. That's good. It sounds good. I have to tell you, it looks awful good. They're serving it here as we speak. There's a lot of melon in this Chardonnay, some lime, which is a little bit unusual, and, of course, it has some vanilla. And as you know, if you've been with us in the past, that vanilla only comes from one thing, and that's the oak barrel that it was allowed to ferment in. So if you're aging your wines in oak, you're going to have vanilla as a flavor, no problem whatsoever. And that's a normal thing. Also, we have, I guess you would call it a medium body wine. For $20, 13.8, I think that's a good thing. And everybody's giving me a big smile on this shrimp that goes really well with it. So always take a little bit of wine first, then take a little bite of your pairing, whatever it might be, in this case the shrimp, and then take another light sip of the wine before you swallow the shrimp. And you'll find out what pairing is all about. You'll say, wow, this really goes well together. That's what it's all about. And I'll give you a couple hints real quick before we go to our break. And that is that if you're actually going to pair food with wine, you're worried about doing it at home. If you're serving a sauce with your steak or with your entree, whatever it might be, whether it's fish or seafood or what, try to pair your wine with that sauce as opposed to with the entree itself. In other words, if you're going to do it with a steak, don't try to pair it with the steak as much as pair it with the sauce that's going to go with that steak, and it'll work out 10 times better. It's a little bit kind of a inside secret that now everybody knows, and that's a good thing. So it makes it a lot easier on you, and the net result is always higher than you would expect to be. So that's a good thing. And in this case, we've got the Chardonnay, and we've got this shrimp that's kind of sweet and spicy. That's a good thing. Those two together, along with the taste of the Chardonnay, have got to turn out to be absolutely perfect. So, Daniel, again, you've done a good job,
man. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Fire Rock that maybe we don't know. How many people work here, or how many customers? Just things like that. Overview.
Perfect. So this Fire Rock Steakhouse has been here for 2 years now. With that, we started in Casper, Wyoming, like most people know about us. But what's great about us is we are definitely growing in this market. So we're definitely looking at other places to be planting more of our flags out here in Vegas. On top of that, we do employ over 40 full-time staff members. And what's great about that is that we definitely take care of our family.
Great. Good news. Got to go to a break. We'll talk a little bit more with Daniel when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet right here on Wines du Jour at Fire Rock Steakhouse in Las Vegas, Nevada. Be right back.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here, and we're tasting our first wine this evening. Is a 2014 McMurray Estate Vineyard Russian River Chardonnay. And let me tell you, I think it's a delightful wine. You know, all Chardonnays are basically two kinds. Everybody thinks all Chardonnays are the same. Number one, that's not true. Number two, there are a number of different types of Chardonnay. The varietals are different. Just so you know, just because it says Chardonnay is not necessarily going to make it taste like the last time you had Chardonnay. So there's a difference all the time. But what I was getting at here is the malolactic fermentation is basically what's different. And I don't want to go into the details about that. It's not so interesting unless you're in the science of some kind or you're in the wine business. Then malolactic fermentation is a very important fact. But that's the style of what happens to the wine after it comes out of the field into the winery. They crush the grapes and so on, and they go into what they call fermentation. And the fermentation then takes all the taste, if you will, from the skins, the meat, and the seeds, and in the juice. So they squeeze the juice out, and then they throw the skins and the meat and the seeds right into that juice and let it macerate, we call it. Then over a period of time, we're talking a few days, depending on what varietal it is and the style the winemaker likes as to how long that's going to be, then they separate all the meat and skins and seeds and discard those and use the juice and ferment it into a barrel of some kind, generally an oak barrel from either France or America or Hungary. Hungary is not as popular as we thought. It started out here about 6 or 8 years ago, and it really made a boon. Everybody was buying it. It was reasonably priced. Everybody liked it. And then they found it gives a little aftertaste that they're not looking for. So they started discarding that or using it for storage, period. And mostly the American oak or the French oak is what's being used all around the world, not just in California or in America. So the French oak is by far the most preferred oak. It has a unique result, and that's what they like, that winemakers I'm talking about. Unless you go to someplace like, let's say, Australia. In Australia, they like the way American oak gives them the aftertaste that they're looking for, and about 95% of all the wineries, and there are a number, hundreds and hundreds of wineries in Australia, use American oak in the process of making their wines. Most everywhere else is a little bit of each. They may use, some wineries use exclusively French oak, some wineries use exclusively American oak, and many wineries use both French and American in a couple different ways. Number one, they might use French oak with certain varietals, like to say as an example, a Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, and Viognier. They use French oak. For Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and the red wines, they may use American oak instead. You see, so they're not just stuck on one particular wine because they have choices. And again, the Hungarian used to be pretty good. Let me give you an example of why a lot of wineries started using American oak. First of all, the French oak barrel, which is a 55-gallon barrel, retails, we're talking about to the winery, not to you and me because they don't have them in the store, but you know the price that they sell to the winery is about $1,150 per barrel. The American barrel, which is also 55 gallons and used American oak, and American oak comes from the central part of the United States in the northern part and up into Canada. So you got North and South Dakota, Nebraska, and so on, and parts of Canada. That's where the American oak tree grows. That barrel is going to cost you about $750. So there's a lot of difference between a French oak barrel cost and American oak barrel cost. So it depends on the winemaker. If he's just looking to save money, he's probably going to use American oak, but his wines may not taste the way he'd like them to because the result from the American oak is not the same as the result would be from French oak. And so that's one of the reasons that they use both kinds on different types of varietals, and it's all based on what the winemaker likes. Because the winemaker gets the credit, good or bad, for the wine when it's finished and in the store. And they don't price it, but they do put it together that way. So that's up to you. Back to the McMurray Ranch, I want to mention a couple other things about Kate McMurray. I told you she's really a sweetheart. If you have an opportunity to go to McMurray Ranch in Sonoma, in the Russian River area, you can meet Kate. She's there just about all the time. So there's a good chance you can meet her, or you can call and make an appointment. She'd be more than happy to do that. Take you into the barn. They have a barn there that has just an awful lot of wine instruments in there that you never heard of that she can tell you all about, which is kind of fun to do. And then, of course, you get to taste their wines as well. So that's not bad at all. So the Chardonnay that we're tasting is pretty good. We've got to go to a break here pretty quick. So when we come back from that, we might go to wine number two, which is one of my favorite varietals, originated, of course, in France, just like the Chardonnay did, called Pinot Noir. And Pinot Noir is a beautiful red wine. When it's good, it's absolutely outstanding, but it's not always good. And I'll tell you why when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and all around the world on the internet from Wines du Jour here at Fire Rock Steakhouse.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of us Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
If you would love great Italian food, have it shipped to your door from Domingo's Italian Deli. They're located in Southern California, but Carlo, the owner, Carlo Galian, the owner of Domingo's Italian Deli, can ship anywhere in the country. Am I right?
Absolutely. Anything you'd like.
What do you have?
All kinds of salamis, all kinds of aged cheeses that are very popular elements of an Italian antipasto platter, whether it's a sharp provolone, whether it's aged Reggiano, whether it's a piece of pecorino. Whether it's a truffle salami, a piece of speck, anything. We can put anything on a platter for you and have it to your door in a couple days.
Okay, so here's the deal. You can call them at 818-981-4466 or go on their website, domingositaliandeli.com. Give them a call. Send them an email. Get something set up. Get great cheeses, great sausage, great cold cuts, everything sent to your home from Domingo's. That's domingositaliandeli.com, domingositaliandeli.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-8803. 800-485-8803. 800-485-8803. Call right now. That's 800-485-8803. 8803.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Enjoy Tiki Live, the best cable alternative choice today, with hundreds of premium live TV programming, including ESPN, CNN, Fox News, Disney, AMC, Bravo, XF, OWN, and CRN Talk. Plus, no contracts and low month-to-month service. Tiki Live, servicing North America, including the Caribbean. To get started, visit TikiLive.com to order hundreds of channels, including CRN Talk, at a fraction of what you're paying today. Visit TikiLive.com. That's TikiLive.com.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here at the Fire Rock Steakhouse in the northwest part of Las Vegas, Nevada. And let me tell you, the food here is scrumptious, but the wines, as I've been telling you a little bit before we went to break, from McMurray Winery is just outstanding. We've just switched over to wine number two from the Chardonnay. We are now tasting the 2014 McMurray Estate Vineyard, Russian River Valley, Pinot Noir. Now, Pinot Noir has not real thick skins. The skins are rather thin. And for that reason, it doesn't like a lot of sun. You know, Cabernet Sauvignon has a thick skin, and it loves the sun. So they plant Cabernet vineyard facing where they're going to get the most sun. And when it comes to Pinot Noir, they find places where it doesn't get an awful lot of sun, where, just as an example, the sun is not very strong in the area up around Santa Cruz and Monterey area. So they plant a lot of Pinot there. In the central part of Sonoma, the sun is pretty good, but Russian River has a lot of trees, and it's about 40 miles from the Pacific Ocean, so it gets a constant but not heavy breeze, and that keeps the temperature down. And so Pinot Noir, the soil condition there is very good. It grows very well in the Russian River area, and boy, let me tell you, it ends up with the product that you're tasting right now, the guest audience that we have, to go along with the food. This has kind of a silky taste to it. That's the way I like to say explain it. A lot of boysenberry. When you swirl the wine like you should always before you taste it, wherever you are, swirl the wine, stick your nose in there, and you can just smell just like a whole batch of boysenberries together, which I think is pretty good, and also dark cherry. Now, one of the things that Pinot Noir always has, and if you can detect it, when you taste a wine, even though you don't know what it is, and somebody says, well, taste that and tell me what you think it is, and you probably have people do that all the time, you know that if you taste or smell a little bit cassis, then you know it has to be Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir, all Pinot Noirs have cassis, whether it's a good quality or a bad quality. And let me just explain what I mean by that, because I'm not trying to be sarcastic. I'm just trying to tell you that Pinot Noir is a grape that doesn't grow very well in unhappy areas. It only grows well in where it's happy. That's where I talked a little earlier about the wind and the temperature. Pinot Noir doesn't like it too hot. It doesn't like it too cold. It doesn't like it too wet. It doesn't like it too dry. It just has to be almost perfect, and then you're going to get a grape that is absolutely outstanding and wonderful to make a good, good Pinot Noir wine. That's what we have here this evening. It retails for $36, and we talked earlier about the alcohol percentage, how high it is, et cetera, et cetera. In this particular case, it's 14.6, which is just about mid-range and perfect to go with food. And boy, let me tell you, as soon as Daniel comes back, we'll find out exactly what they fixed for us, because everybody's loving it, whatever it is. I think it looks like a meatball of some kind, as far as I can say, a veal meatball. That's what it tastes or looks like. I haven't tasted it yet, but the Pinot Noir is very good. Now, Pinot Noir should be consumed to have the best result, with it being rather chilled. Now, I don't mean cold. I mean rather chilled. And if you could stick a thermometer in the bottle and get the temperature, you'd like to have it around 48 to 50 degrees. Most red wine we like to see around 55 degrees, just in general. Now, there's no rule that says it has to be that way, but to get the best taste and flavor. And what happens is, the colder the wine, and we like our white wines colder than we like our red wines, white wine should be around 40, 45 degrees. And if it's even colder than that, you can just not taste much of the wine. The colder it is, the less you can taste. Make sense? I think it does. So make sure that you don't just take it out of your refrigerator, which is probably around 39 degrees, and open it up and pour a glass and drink it. It's way too cold. You're not really getting all the taste and flavors. On the other hand, if it's room temperature, and we're talking about room temperature in your home now, in wine we say room temperature is around 55, but your home probably never gets to 55, maybe in the wintertime for a day or two, but not normally. But 55 degrees is as warm as we'd like to have it, And the fact is, you can taste all the good parts of the wine, and it's cold enough to not taste the bad parts. So if the wine is at literal room temperature, 75 or whatever temperature your room, the you know, the room is, you're going to taste some of the bad things, if there are any, in that wine. It won't taste as good as if it was lightly chilled. So we want to keep it around 55 degrees, somewhere in that area, and it's great. Pinot Noir, maybe a little bit cooler than that, but not cold. Okay, makes sense? Okay, don't worry about, oh my God, can I serve this at this temperature? You know, don't let that bother you. But if you have an opportunity to get the right temperature, that's what I suggest you do. If it's too much trouble or just isn't going to work out, don't think you can't serve it. You can. It's just not going to be as good as it would be otherwise. It's really that simple. $36 is a real good price for this particular Pinot Noir. It's very tasty, and Pinot Noir goes with a lot of things. You can sure smell the cassis. When you swirl this, pretty stick your nose in the glass, the first thing, of course, is boysenberry, a little dark cherry, and cassis. All those come right out, right off the bat. And I think it has a little bit of oakiness to it, or a little bit of vanilla flavor to it, which is, again, only comes from being aged in the barrel, not from the grapes in any way, shape, or form. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue on with a little Pinot Noir here at Fire Rock Steakhouse.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV, the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV, made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV, now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV, check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
Hi friends, this is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal, marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
For decades, their music. Your concert connection. The Showroom at South Point presents Stayin' Alive, the world's number one tribute to the Bee Gees. You'll be dancing in the aisles. November 10th to the 12th. Tickets to the box office. Online at SouthPointCasino.com or charged by phone. 702-797-8055. Stayin' Alive at the South Point.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here. And let me tell you, this Pinot Noir is very, very good, or at least I think it is, for the price. You can't beat it, as far as I'm concerned. The retail price is about $36, which is very reasonable for Pinot Noir. but it's a very good quality. So it's actually a bargain, if you will, at $36. And my suggestion is when you buy wine, you always buy two or three bottles of each and not one. You buy one, you're going to wish like heck you hadn't done it. You're going to get it home. You're going to put it in your refrigerator. Somebody's going to ring the doorbell. And then there you go. You'll be done and out of wine and nothing flat. And you'll have to say, excuse me, I got to run to the store and get some more wine. So if you buy two or three, the world is not at the end. And if you don't use them, hey, you got it for tomorrow or the next day. That's not a big deal at all. But I want to mention something about this Russian River Valley, Sonoma County Pinot Noir that we're tasting right now from McMurray Ranch, Fred McMurray's old cattle ranch area, I might remind you of. But I want to talk to you just real quick about Pinot Noir. As a young wine, Pinot Noir shows dark fruits, and over a period of time, you'll find that it actually gets a little more plush. So what I'm saying is, if the wine that you're buying, and here it is 2017, is a 2016, I don't know that I'd buy it and drink it right now. I think I'd wait a year or two if I could, just because it takes a little bit time to become more plush, as I mentioned. But the pomegranate and the cherries and the boysenberry, a little bit of lavender, this is really a nice tasting Pinot Noir at a very reasonable price. And I think $36 for a good Pinot Noir is good. Now, you can buy Pinot Noir for $12 a bottle. But I have to tell you, don't be surprised if you're not very happy with it. You say, why did I spend $12 for this? Because it doesn't taste so good. And what happens is, right back to what I said a little while ago, and that is, if the vineyard is in an area that Pinot Noir likes, where it doesn't get too much rain or too much wind or too much cold or too hot, it'll be fine. The soil condition is good, it'll be fine. But if it's in an area where there's a lot of wind, those Pinot grapes are not going to grow the way they should, and you end up with a product that's just mediocre at best. And I have to say, there's a lot of people, because, you know, Pinot Noir is a pretty popular varietal, a lot of people that grow Pinot Noir, but they don't have a chance in hell of making a good bottle of wine from that vineyard that they have because it's in a wrong location. I know this sounds a little crazy, but, you know, when it comes to farming, and that's really what wine is a farming product, if you don't farm it properly, you can't do wizardry in the winery. That's the problem. So keep in mind where the wine comes from and the amount of alcohol content, the price. But just because it's a bargain price does not make it the same as the other one for twice as much. It just doesn't work out that way whatsoever. On the other hand, I don't want you to think you have to pay a lot of money for a bottle of wine to be good. That's not necessarily true. There are some $7, $8, $9, and $10 bottles of wine that are very good. But there are also a whole lot of them that aren't very good. And it's kind of a pig in a poke, so to speak, trying to pick one that is. If you know about it, if you tasted it before, perfect. And buy a few of them if they're at a really good price because the wine is good. But if you're doing it blind and just taking a chance, close your eyes and grab a bottle on the shelf, then remember, you are taking a chance. And if you're wrong, hopefully you only bought one and didn't take my advice and buy two or three. So ask the people that are working at the store. Hopefully you go to a retail wine store. Ask them, or if the owner's there, ask that person in particular about any wine or to give you a suggestion. Now, let me just tell you how the suggestions work. There is no person that knows what they're doing going to suggest one wine. It's not smart, because if it doesn't work, you're going to bring the bottle back and say, I want my money back. But if that person gives you three choices, whichever one you pick, you picked it, you see? So it gets them off the hook, so to speak. It only makes sense, and I'm not trying to tell you that that's a bad thing. I'm telling you it's probably a good thing, because now with three choices, maybe you know a particular winery or the varietals from a particular area, like maybe Russian River Valley, as opposed to Washington, or maybe it comes from Oregon State. You might want to ask a little bit more, because I have to tell you, some of the best Pinots in the United States comes to us from Oregon. Unbelievable, but very, very true. And not bad in Washington State. Now, most people think about Washington State when they think of Seattle, when they think of Washington, and when they think of Seattle, they think of rain. And I just want you to know that the state of Washington is pretty big, and the northwest part, which is where Seattle stays, it does rain a lot there. There is no grapes growing around there. They don't make wine from that area. So you don't have that problem. On the other hand, from the east and the southeast part of Washington State, the weather and so on is very similar to Las Vegas, surprisingly enough. It's dry. There's a beautiful river that goes through there with the mountain range. And the grapes that they grow there make some outstanding wines. So Washington State is a great place to think about choosing wines from. Oregon is another one. And, of course, we all know California. And just so that you know, California happens to have over 4,300 wineries. Now, with that type of volume, there's no chance that all of those wines are outstanding. It just doesn't make sense that it should be. So you should pay attention to the winery and its location and find out as much as you can about it. And just because it says California wine doesn't mean it's wonderful. In fact, on the label, if it says California wine, means that the wine, or the grapes, I should say, come from more than one area if they want it to be. Got to go to a break. When we come back, I'll finish telling you about that, and we'll go to wine number three. So don't go back. Don't go away. We'll be back right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Experience the romantic getaway you deserve at Maui's premier bed and breakfast, the Plantation Inn. With plantation-style architecture and decor combined with modern amenities such as dual rain showers and whirlpool hot tubs, guests relax in a tranquil oasis in the heart of Maui's historic Lahaina town. The inn is situated conveniently less than 2 blocks from Lahaina Harbor, as well as the famous French Street, known for its range of shops, restaurants, gallery walks, and museums. The Plantation Inn is home to Gerard's Restaurant, voted Open Table's top most romantic restaurants in North America. Chef Gerard's contemporary island French cuisine consistently earned some of the highest ratings in Hawaii. Come discover why Hawaii Magazine readers named the Plantation Inn number one best bed and breakfast in Hawaii. Visit theplantationinn.com or call us at 667-9225.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wines Ashore. We're talking a little bit about Pinot Noir here, and I just want to make sure, this is one of the most difficult grapes of all to grow, Pinot Noir, that varietal. And that's anywhere. That's not just California or in America. That's everywhere around the world. It's the most difficult grape to grow to make good wine. And unfortunately, like I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of Pinot Noir wineries or wineries that make Pinot Noir that's very mediocre. So don't just arbitrarily grab a bottle of Pinot Noir in the store and think you got something that's really going to be great, because it may not be. And you can't always tell based on the price. So ask the people that work there. They know. Believe me, they know. When they go to work there, they either already know it or they learn very quick about all the different varietals and all the different wineries that, that the store carries as far as inventory is concerned. But the Pinot Noir from Sonoma County, this is incidentally, this McMurray 2014 is a reserve. And I want to just tell you what the word reserve means in the wine business, okay? In order to put the word reserve on the label, all you have to do is have a printing press. There's no rules, there's no regulations to tell you that that this qualifies as the word reserve. But here, let me tell you what reserve is supposed to mean, and in 99% of the time, it does mean, and that is this. The winery makes, let's just use Pinot Noir as an example, but it could be any other varietal. They make quite a bit of it, and they bottle, let's just say they have enough to bottle 4,000 cases, but they only bottle 3,000 cases. So they quote-unquote reserve 1,000 cases and allow it to age about another 6 months or 9 months, whatever the winemaker thinks is good, and then they bottle it. But on those bottles, the label will say reserve. Got it? Now, there are wineries, and I'm not going to name any. There are some in California that put reserve on all their wines. They are just a regular coming-out-of-the-box wine. They've got the word reserve on it because there's nobody to tell them they're doing it wrong. So don't just arbitrarily assume that because it says reserve that it actually is. Follow? I know it's terrible. I shouldn't talk like that. The wine people aren't going to like it, but it's a fact. And you as a consumer like me shouldn't just take a bottle off the shelf arbitrarily and find out you shouldn't have done it because it really doesn't taste that good. But that's what reserve means, okay? Make sense to you? All right, let's go now to wine number three. Now, wine number three happens to be from a whole different winery, from a winery that I happen to really like personally because I think he's a good guy. It's Cameron Hughes. Cameron Hughes. He's been here and done our show several times, got great wines. And one of the things that he does real well is he does not put a general term on his wine. In other words, all of his Cabernet Sauvignon are not all blended together. He takes vineyards separately and blends them, and he calls that, in this case, lot number 608. So he takes a couple vineyards and makes the wine and bottles it with 608 on the label. Cameron Hughes, Cabernet Sauvignon, bin 608. Boy, let me tell you. This retails for about $29. He's not a greedy person, but boy, I'll tell you, if you've tasted it already, you guys had a chance to taste it? It's really a decent wine. Great.
End of the show. End of the show.
Well, we run out of time, I'm sorry to say. It took a while for me to figure that out, I guess. But I need to tell you, I want to thank you for listening to Wines Is Your Food and Wine Radio Show here at Fire Rock Steakhouse. Wines Is Your continues to be America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show. And you can listen to us each week at the same time at the very same station that you're listening to us currently. Or you can go back to leskincaid.com and choose any of the listed items at 24/7. Not a problem. We're always looking for more and more listeners, so pass the word and have them listen to Wines du Jour. If you just want to know more about my favorite subjects, you can go to my personal website, leskincaid.com, for all my current updates and listen to any of our previous shows, or you can join us also on Facebook or Twitter. So I want to thank you very much for listening to Wines du Jour from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Les Kincaid, so good night, everybody.